You are listening to the Majestic Music Podcast. I am your host, Pastor Rob Taylor, and I would like to welcome you to this program. Psalm 118, verse 15 states, "The sounds of rejoicing and salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord is exalted." The purpose of the Majestic Music Podcast is to share the love of sacred music, classical hymns, choral, and sacred instrumental music. It is my hope that you will both enjoy and be encouraged through this program. So relax and enjoy the Majestic Music Podcast. We just heard Rejoice, the Lord is King by the St. Michael Singers from their 1994 The Hymns Makers Charles Wesley CD. And before that we heard Hosanna in the Highest by the Polk Street United Methodist Church and Bethlehem Choir from their 2015 Palm Sunday service. And before that we heard All Glory, Laud, and Honor, a 250 voice mass choir recorded live at St. Andrew's Kirk Channel in 2010 for the classic hymns album Old Rugged Cross, Emmanuel Panraj, conductor. Well, welcome to this Palm Sunday edition of the Majestic Music Podcast. I am your host, Pastor Rob Taylor, and I am happy we get to share this journey of faith through this curated list of sacred choral and instrumental music. To me, it's one of the highest expressions of the human spirit. In this edition, we mark the beginning of what Christians call Holy Week, as we prepare to observe and celebrate the Paschal Passion of Jesus of Nazareth, who lived among us in the flesh, and is called the Christ. So I hope you enjoy this program. Now let's hear a reading from Psalm 118, verses 19 through 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. He who is righteous may enter. I will give thanks to you, for you answered me and have become my salvation. The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. On this day the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna! Lord, send us now success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord. He has shined upon us. Form a procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will thank you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Here ends the reading. For this Palm Sunday, let's hear a reading from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. And when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it, and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? You shall say this, The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away found it, as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, Why are you untying the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their garments on the colt, they set Jesus upon it. And as he rode along, they spread their garments on the road. As he was drawing near, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. Here ends the reading. Now let's hear Hosanna to the Son of David by the Lenore Rhine a cappella choir from their 2002 O Day Full of Grace CD.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard Hosanna, Lamb of God, by Rob Gardner, performed in 2014 by the London Symphony Orchestra and Spire Chorus. And before that, we heard Ride On, Ride On in Majesty by the Martin Luther College Choir from their 2021 recording. And before that, we heard The Royal Banners Forward Go by the Cantori of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, from their 2019 O Praise Our God CD. Jesus rides into Jerusalem, making a public claim to be the long-promised Messiah. To me, Jesus shows tremendous courage riding into Jerusalem in this way. There is a bounty on his head. The religious leaders had determined to have him arrested and killed, especially after hearing the parables Jesus had been telling about God taking the vineyard away from them and giving it to others. But Jesus rides in knowing there is a bounty on his head, and he knows what lies ahead of him. He had been teaching his disciples about it. There would be the scourging, the suffering, the humiliation, the cross, and death. He shows tremendous courage in following God's will for his life. Too often as believers, we allow fear and doubt to determine our actions rather than courage in the Lord. We don't know the outcome of something. We don't know the future, and we get afraid of what might happen. In allowing fear to control us, we push aside the will of God for us. So how can we have the same courage as Jesus? Paul answers this very same question one day while writing to a young pastor also struggling with adversity and fear. Paul writes to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." You see, when we become a believer in Jesus Christ, we are baptized into the very same Spirit as Jesus. Remember, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. It is this Spirit that empowers Jesus and encourages him to continue in his walk of faith. It is this Spirit that is the source of his courage and gives him the strength to overcome fear. Fear so strong, it caused Jesus to sweat blood in the garden on the night of his arrest. But courage comes from confidence in knowing who you are in God's eyes. "Not my will, but your will be done," Jesus prayed in the garden. Jesus knew who he was in God's eyes. And because of our baptism, we know who we are in Christ. And we have been baptized into the very same Holy Spirit as Jesus. And it is this very same Spirit that empowers us to give us courage to walk, live, and carry out God's mission, both for our own lives and for the life of the church. You know, we can never make plans as a church based on the what if, or what if that happens. Those questions are not questions of faith, but of fear. Instead, we should be asking, "I wonder how God will do this through us." I encourage you to be faithful, people of courage in the Lord. Know who you are, the redeemed of God. Know the love and acceptance you have from the Lord in Christ. Allow your courage to overcome any and all obstacles you have in life. They all mean nothing in the face of the love of God for you. As Jesus knew this one fact, I now tell you, no matter what you may be facing in your life, with God the Father in your heart, you have already won the victory. Well, that's all the time we have for this program. Let us now finish with Hosanna in the Highest, recorded live in 2014 at the Trinity Reformed Church at their Palm Sunday service. And may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. God's blessings to you. Amen.